Jason Goodman is talking about a lunch he had with his pastor, the first one in about 2 years. Jason's agnostic, and Jason had a stated goal, too, really, but the main goal was to get him, quote-unquote, call out inconsistencies in Christian doctrine.
Like, the way that he tells us to get it when we're eating, right. He wants to get his pastor. Only Jason.
Yeah.
I'm asking him specific questions, and he's giving me these great analogies where I'm like, oh, I kind of understand that. He's like, you don't need to know everything. Like, if I don't know everything, then how do I know? He's like, well, it's like an egg. There's a shell. There's a yolk. I'm like, oh, crap. I kind of understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I wanted to ask him was the big one. So I waited to the end.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I said, excuse me. I want you to tell me right now, what evidence do you have? Seriously, what actual evidence do you have that Jesus Christ was actually part of God? I said, what evidence? Tell me. Spit it out.
And it's like, he's just trying to eat his burrito bowl.
He's like, all right, go outside, take a hit of your vape, and come back in when you calm down.
And I think I was going to get him at this point.
Uh-huh.
Because how do you know that? And he went on to say that, well, there's, I guess, different, you know, some of it I don't understand, different writings of the Bible and all these different people, and the percentage of that happening would be slim to none and this. But what actual evidence? And he goes, I said, I got this guy. Right, you sit right there. I've got you. I stared at him, and he goes, well, let me ask you something. He goes, if you follow everything I'm saying, and even if you don't believe it, what harm does it do? Yeah. I was like, son of a bitch.
Say, excuse me?
I mean,
yeah.
And I'm like, he goes, do you think the world would be a better place? And I started thinking about it. I'm like, hell yeah, it would be a better place, because everybody would be kind to each other.
Like language?
And everything he said,
hell yeah,
was right.
Hell yeah.
He basically said,
you're so right.
He said, being atheist is your own religion. Being Gnostic is your own religion. And if you choose to believe, that's your own religion. But if you follow what everything we're saying is, would the world be better? And so I'm like, this guy got me again, because how do you respond to that?
I've actually said that too for years.
I think that we have 100% had like, this.
Like, what's the, yeah, but yeah. He was there's very, no downside.
Very particular in saying it.
And no, you respect him, you don't respect us.
That's
so
what
when
it
we
is.
Say he words, like, ah, whatever.
He listens to him.
Yeah, right.
He doesn't listen to us.
Well, he was very detailed on certain analogies he was making. And I was like, just stop. Just stop. I get it. I get
enough.
And he was like, very, very, like, you before me. If everybody put somebody else before each other, I'm like, oh,
they got just me again. Aggravated.
Yeah. So I said, the hell with this. Here's my religious playlist.
Did you look your sober? Do you have any suggestions?
I said, look, if you take all the Jesus part out of these, this is my playlist that I like. I like the melodies and everything. And I learned this playlist all from the bands that play. And I was like, you know what? It takes me a long time to figure out the songs. I got to videotape the words, and I have to put it in ChatGPT to find out what the song is. Uh-huh. Could you send me an email about what the song is?
Can I get a set list?
So
can you guys sign it?
I said, in order, these are my favorite. And he kind of, I'm going to take my phone and go through the list.
And he starts scrolling through your photos. Whoa.
And he's going through the list. He's like, oh, this is very good. We do a lot of this here. And then he went into, different things, and I said, but this song right here that you played last week, I have a problem with. I like it, but it's not a hit. It was not a hit. All the other songs are big religious Christian
hits.
It's not a radio station.
Yeah, no, it's like
you didn't get right to the hook.
Right.
What's its M score?
Who says it's not a hit?
I do.
But based on what?
Charts. There's a Christian chart.
You really are in radio mode.
Other Christian, yeah. Yes, 100%. Other Christians, a Christian station would not play the song because it wasn't a hit.
He goes,
yeah, I happen to see that, and it really went with what we were talking about. So that case, we played it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, it's my second favorite song. It was my second favorite song. He's like, oh, that's good.
Pastor, do you know unfamiliar music is death?
Oh, we talked about that. I talked about that big time. He's like, I agree, and this is what. And then I was like, this is what he goes, the reason why you probably like that song is because it was a song that's a little controversial, saying that if you sometimes, this is more confusing and you're just mad of waking up and you don't understand. It was like still saying to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So that was that. And we talked. It was a very good conversation. He was very detailed. He gave me a lot of analogy, and he was very pleasant and, you know, asking questions about my relationship. He knew that we got separated. He was very happy that we worked it out.
Mm-hmm,
he was given his own advice for himself, not giving me the advice, but he said, you know, this, I've been married for 30 something years. I'm like, oh my gosh. And he was like, this is what happened.
Far off.
I said, do you have ups and downs? Like, yes. You know what the thing is? I like him so much. I was expecting almost like him flying into the restaurant.
Like floating.
Right. Yeah. Instead, he just looked like a normal guy.
Yeah.
Right.
And he just, ugh. And then he was very happy about that. We ended a conversation with another selfie. I got a selfie and I was eager to put it up on my social media.
Wow.
But I look like a psychopath. I cannot. When you take your camera and rotate it.
Yeah. It's
something makes you. Now he looks the same. I
to
look
you,
like,
cause, yeah, because you see him that way.
Yeah.
I look like I'm oval and psychopath. And I'm leaning up and I don't take selfies. So I'm like all awkward. Can't. I'll show you. It's
Do you know
awkward.
The new Apple? They have like 6 new emojis coming out.
Yes.
And one of them is like the reverse camera emoji, the way your face looks.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate like the way face. That it looks. It's terrible.
Yeah.
I said, you know what you might want to add to the music? And he was talking about the lights.
A DJ.
A metronome. Yeah.
I said, pyro. I said it would be
it is like you're describing the righteous gemstones.
It really is.
It is with the pyro and the smoke machine and then the
certain smells.
I want the certain parts of the song. A lot of the Christian songs I notice start in the halfway through, start building up. It's slow and it's like dun 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 dun, and it gets to that powerful part with the lights.
Uh-huh.
That's where it should go dun dun dun.
Did like, he say no?
He just kind of was like, huh.
Check our insurance.
Yeah. That's a no.
You would have to have the fire department
yeah.
there.
But yeah, let me get with the fire department, see what code is.
Yes, we'll do that for you.
Oh, and I got a new name for Jason in my phone, the Oval Psychopath.
That's 100%. I'll show you the photo. It's awful.
I want to see it.
So awful.
I want to see.
So awful.
Middays with the Oval Psychopath. 20 songs in a row.
All it.
The OS is coming. I mean, the OP. He'd be the OP.
OP.
The OP.
Almost messed horrible. Up.